Hi, Patrick here, and there's a new word that may, one day, it may just enter the dictionaries. Turbinology. It's the brainchild of a guy called Jay Singh Sohal. We'll hear more from him in a bit. And the fact that he's come up with this new word, well, it's significant because it's about a subject that we in the West, actually a lot of people everywhere really, they don't know much about this subject. The turban, the Sikh turban. In the language of clothing, of accessories, what exactly is the turban saying? Most of us don't know. That becomes all too clear when you hear what powerful, prominent people have to say about the Sikh faith. In the aftermath of the shooting at the Sikh temple in Wisconsin that left six worshippers dead, Mitt Romney, he confused the word Sikh with Sheikh, the word for an Arab leader. And then there was Lieutenant General Michael Gould. He's the superintendent of the Colorado Springs Military School. And he referred to the temple where the shootings took place as a Sikh mosque. That's according to the Colorado Springs Independent. So, plenty of ignorance to go around. Back to Sikh turbans now and turbanology. Here's a story I'm doing for the Big Show. To non-Sikhs, a turban is a little bit of a riddle wrapped in a mystery. Well, the point of turbanology is to unwrap that riddle. This video, part of an exhibit touring the UK and online, shows a 14-year-old boy binding his long hair and then wrapping it all in a turban, confidently, expertly, but slow enough for non-experts to figure out how it's done. After I'd seen that, I understood the basic technique. There are many variations, more on that later. But understanding why the turban is such a potent symbol of Sikh culture required a trip to the Handsworth section of Birmingham, home to thousands of British Sikhs, including Gurinder Singh Mandla.
We are ordered to wear a turban to show respect to God, to have our head covered when we're in the presence of God. And as we feel that God is omnipresent and we're always in the presence of God, we must always have our head covered as a sign of respect and deference.
Even at night?
Once I go to bed, I will tie a smaller turban because it's still supposed to be covered. And I think the only time my head is not covered is when I'm having a bath or a shower.
Now, Sikh men and a few women have been wearing turbans for centuries. In South Asia, the turban is often a symbol of royalty. And so to Sikhs, the turban is a crown. Those who wear it are princes on earth, soldiers too, who'll fight injustice. But when Sikhs began establishing themselves in Britain in the 1950s and 60s, wearing a turban was socially unacceptable.
There were sacrifices made because there were no jobs available to those people who looked so distinctly different. And so as a consequence of that, many Sikhs, unfortunately, disregarded their requirement to wear a turban and cut their hair so that they could gain employment.
It may not come as a surprise to learn that Gurinder Singh Mandla, with his careful choice of words, is a lawyer. That's how he's known now. But it's not how he made his name.
My case came about as a 12-year-old in 1977 when I wanted to go to a school in Birmingham.
Mandla had passed an exam to get into this private school. His father, Sewa Singh Mandla, then met with the headmaster. The older Mandla told the headmaster he was concerned that the other boys would tease his son for wearing a turban.
Then he said, well, you know, the rules of my school says that every child here has got to wear a cap.
Wear a cap and keep his hair short. Mandla said that cutting his hair and not wearing a turban would be against his son's faith. He reminded the headmaster that wearing a turban was accepted in the British military, but it didn't help. The boy was denied a place at the school, and so the Mandla family sued. Under British law, they had to prove that Sikhs were a distinct ethnic group.
And to show that you're an ethnic group, you had to show that you have an identity. You have your own language. I mean, I adduced witnesses to say that we have our own script, Punjabi script.
The Mandlas lost the case in lower court and then again on appeal. But as the case continued working its way through the legal system, it was energizing Britain's Sikhs. The refusal of one school to admit a boy wearing a turban was snowballing into something that became known as the Turban Rights Movement. Finally, in the House of Lords, the Mandlas prevailed.
I was born in 1983, which coincidentally was the year that the Turban Rights case was settled.
This is Jay Singh Sohal, director of the Turbanology Project.
And what that did for, particularly for me being born in that year, was it allowed Sikhs to grow up without any kind of fear or pressure upon them to conform by cutting their hair or try to fit in. And it gave a protection to young Sikhs, certainly to myself, to be able to grow up and feel comfortable within our own skin and maintaining our own identity.
The days when Sikhs in Britain felt discriminated against may be over, but many are still choosing not to wear a turban in Britain and even in India. The usual reason given is that turbans are old-fashioned. But for Sikhs in the US, Sohal says it may be different. It's not just the Wisconsin temple shootings where Sikhs have been the target of violence.
It's very unfortunate that in the States there have been people killed because of their turbans. Sikhs who've been perceived to be Muslims, people who don't necessarily understand what the turban represents. They see an image of bin Laden or the Taliban and they've attacked these Sikhs. And more often than not, they've been elderly Sikhs as well.
It's this confusion over what the turban represents that made Sohal realize there was a need for turbanology, and he decided the best way to start unpacking the meaning of the turban was with the thing itself, a piece of cloth that can be up to 26 feet long.
There is no right or wrong way of tying a turban. A turban's a very personal thing for a Sikh, and you might develop your own style through months and months of practice, or as I have, through years of wearing one to school and finding what suits best for you.
Which can mean different colours, orange, indigo and burgundy, or pleated or knotted or tied in certain ways. Just ask schoolboy-turned-lawyer Gurinder Singh Mandla.
The style that I wear, which is folded with a number of pleats, I would like to think it's a smarter version compared with somebody from India who may have a much larger turban. Going back to the 50s and 60s, you could identify a Sikh from which part of the world he came. A turban such as mine, you could say that a Sikh is from East Africa. You can recognize somebody who's been in the Indian Army for the way he ties his turban, because that is a distinctive style.
That's not to be confused with turbans worn by some Muslims.
The Islamic style is totally different because usually the top part of their head is not covered and they have a long trail hanging on the back. But there are variations and differences.
There's undoubtedly something of a cultural battle taking place over the next generation of Sikh men. Will turban wearing continue to decline? Or will ideas like turbanology and musicians like these ones, two brothers from Glasgow who call themselves Tiger Style, will they help make connections for younger Sikhs so that the act of wearing a turban remains the most visible expression of the Sikh faith? For The World, I'm Patrick Cox. That's it for this time, but I should be back in a few days with another quickie. It's an interesting story, some summer vacationing Americans on a Back to Your Roots Yiddish tour with a difference in Eastern Europe. Meanwhile, I'll see you on Twitter. My handle is Patrick Cox, PatriCox, or on Facebook, or at theworld.org/language. That's where I'll post a video to this song. The visuals are really worth checking out. And that How I Tie My Turban video, and some photos that I took in Birmingham when I was doing that report of all of the people who were in it, and a little trip I took inside a Sikh temple. See you next time. ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੀ ਧਰਤੀ ਜਲਿਆਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਬਾਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਾਂ ਹੱਦ ਦੀ ਕਰਦੀ ਖੂਈ ਹਜੇ ਵੀ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਦੀ ਗਵਾਹੀ ਭਰਦੀ ਸੂਰਜ ਉਦਮ ਸਿੰਘ ਲੰਨ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਤਪਾਹੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਨਾ ਦਸਤਾਰ ਮਾਂ ਜਿਸ ਵੀ ਆਲ ਗਾ ਟਾਈਗਰ ਇਨ ਸਟੈਪ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਕੋਡ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ ਇਟ ਨੋ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਰਸ ਹਾਟ ਨਾ ਮੋ ਟੇਂਜ ਯੂ ਸਟ ਹਾਈਪ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਸ ਇਸ ਅਸ ਨੋ ਕਾਜ਼ ਇਨ ਆਲ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ ਵਨ ਆ ਪਿਕ ਅਪ ਦ ਮਾਂ ਜਿਸ ਵੀ ਆਲ ਗਾ ਟਾਈਗਰ ਇਨ ਸਟੈਪ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਕੋਡ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ ਇਟ ਨੋ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਰਸ ਹਾਟ ਨਾ ਮੋ ਟੇਂਜ ਯੂ ਸਟ ਹਾਈਪ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਸ ਇਸ ਅਸ ਨੋ ਕਾਜ਼ ਇਨ ਆਲ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ ਵਨ ਆ ਪਿਕ ਅਪ ਦ ਮਾਂ ਜਿਸ ਵੀ ਆਲ ਗਾ ਟਾਈਗਰ ਇਨ ਸਟੈਪ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਕੋਡ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ ਇਟ ਨੋ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਰਸ ਹਾਟ ਨਾ ਮੋ ਟੇਂਜ ਯੂ ਸਟ ਹਾਈਪ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਸ ਇਸ ਅਸ ਨੋ ਕਾਜ਼ ਇਨ ਆਲ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ ਵਨ ਆ ਪਿਕ ਅਪ ਦ ਮਾ